Who'd have thought we'd ever arrive at a point in pop music history when Donny Osmond would be in better commercial shape than Paul McCartney? Donny's sitting on a top five hit, with a follow-up single already climbing the charts. Paul McCartney, on the other hand, has seen his last few albums fail miserably, and his 1985 movie Give My Regards to Broad Street was one of the worst bombs in recent film history. But forget Donny, think George. Paul's now been outpaced by the Grim Beetle. George Harrison's Cloud Nine and his work with the Traveling Wilburys have given him his first sustained success since his Beatle days. The line on Paul has always been that he may look sweet, but he's a fierce competitor, and right now he's definitely feeling the heat. That's the first single from Flowers in the Dirt called My Brave Face. In an attempt to give his music a fresh jolt, McCartney has teamed up with the only British songwriter whose skills are comparable to those of Paul's most famous collaborator. Elvis Costello doesn't possess John Lennon's pop directness and concision. He's often too literary for his own good. But like Lennon, Costello seems able to goad McCartney into permitting the rough edges to remain in the music, all the stuff that you always sense McCartney erases from his solo work.
Intentions are quite sincere.
That's not what you said the other night.
McCartney and Costello wrote a bunch of songs together about a year ago. A couple of them popped up on Costello's recent album Spike, and there are four of them on Flowers in the Dirt. In recent interviews, McCartney's been a little defensive about working with Costello, suspecting quite correctly that people will say he's using Elvis to bolster his flagging career. And while it would be a mistake to say that these collaborations comprise the best music on the album, it certainly yielded some awfully good ones, such as the song I just played and this one.
The lamp burns down and out. I'm getting pretty tired of this. I feel so bad. Something might be going on me. I won't be there, so look out.
Gotten so one of the most charming things about Paul McCartney is his stubbornness. He's persisting in making music in the face of increasing public indifference. And let's face it, as a multi-jillionaire, he doesn't need to put himself through this sort of work and critical scrutiny anymore. But he's also stubborn about continuing to write sentimental little love songs like this one, called We Got Married.
Going fast, coming soon. We made love in the afternoon. Found a flat after that. We got married. Working hard for the dream. Scoring goals for the other team. Times were bad, we were glad. We got married.
The arrival of Flowers in the Dirt coincides with a burst of fresh activity for McCartney. He sings on a new version of Jerry and the Pacemakers' old hit, Ferry Cross the Mersey. The song was released in England as a charity single for the families of the soccer fans killed recently in Sheffield. And he recorded a whole album of rock and roll oldies called Back in the USSR that was intended as a gesture of friendship to Russia and released only in that country. And he's still competitive enough to have told an interviewer that while he is interested in doing his first American tour in more than a decade, he'll only do it if Capitol Records breaks two hit singles off this album, the way, he said, Warner Brothers did for George. He may sing sweetly, but he's still one tough dude.